Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because for the first time in the history of the NBA, a finals game was played outside the U.S., and the team that lives outside the U.S., the Toronto Raptors, have come away with a win.
Dale Arnold.
Make them pay. Score on the power play when Grizzlick takes the hit.
The Department of Player Safety has suspended Oscar Sundquist for one playoff game.
Rich Keefe.
Big Z looks a little slower, but you guys aren't winning without him in your lineup, I don't think.
Dale and Keefe.
So if you were going to have a tattoo of any professional athlete, what tattoo would it be?
Dave Steve.
From the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. I hate Drake.
What?
I hate Drake.
What's the matter? Why do you? What, are you a big Draymond Green fan?
No, I don't like Draymond. But at least Draymond Green belongs where he was last night.
Well, Drake's a paying customer, Dale. He could sit where he wants to sit.
Drake's a big Meek Mill guy.
Yeah. Oh, I knew it!
Drake is convinced that, 18,000 people show up at the Scotiabank place to see him.
They might. He could probably sell out.
He probably
he could. Definitely sell
but
out
that's
Scotiabank
not why
place.
They were there last night.
No, not last night.
They were
night.
Sort of excited about having...
Now,
NBA Finals basketball in Toronto.
For the first time ever. Now, you might hate Drake, but you have to give him credit for
the jersey?
Del Curry
Absolutely.
Raptors jersey.
That
is
hilarious.
He's wearing a Del Curry Toronto jersey tonight. What do you think of that?
He's trying to soften step a little bit.
Right?
Yeah. He's trying to soften step a little bit.
Leonard couldn't get it to Gasol. Lowry nearly throws it away. Iguodala deflects it out of bounds. He goes crashing right past you know who.
Now you could say Drake.
Are you kidding me, Mike?
No, I wanted. That's greatness right there.
I wanted to go a whole half without doing it. No, Drake's not going to say you know who is calling the game.
That was so funny. You know who? Come on, Mike. You can say Drake. It's okay. And Dale, you brought this up yesterday.
I give huge props for the jersey.
Yeah,
there was a video on
Hilarious.
Twitter. Of Del Curry and his wife, they were walking in and they see him.
So great.
And they're like laughing.
That was really funny. That actually is what swayed me. Because I was kind of with you, like the massaging of Nick Nurse, the running up and down the side, the court. And I was like, come on,
Shut
man.
Shut up, you.
But he basically stayed in a spot. Actually, the Wall Street Journal wrote a whole article today. Couldn't read the whole thing. It's a paywall. But they wrote a whole article.
But the couple of lines you got were really good.
It was all just about Drake. They said they had somebody there with binoculars and they just watched Drake. Apparently, he spilled a drink in the fourth quarter. Like, they literally just followed Drake the whole time. But he was basically, now he would stand up, but you're a fan, you can stand up. But I didn't notice him going too far a fray. Now, at the end of the game, he got into it a little bit with Draymond Green.
That's the part I hate, by the way.
Why not?
Shut up,
Drake. Oh, so I really disagree with you. See, I think fans, there's a line. There's a line that you can cross. There was that idiot in Utah crossed the line with
yes.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, absolutely.
Way more so.
Yep.
But when Spike Lee, and you brought up Spike Lee before, when he would get after it with Reggie Miller, I thought that was all in good fun. Drake called Draymond Green trash. Nothing wrong with that. Calling the guy trash. You can even say it on the radio. If you can trash talk somebody with words that you can say on the radio, I think you are above board. He also, it was funny, he was getting into it a little bit with Steph Curry. Well, that's probably not the right phrase because... He was picking something out of Steph's hair. Like he has a tattoo of Steph Curry.
Oh no, he doesn't.
Steph Curry, we covered him up.
Oh yeah, you've got a Nike sweatband around your arm to cover up the tattoos you have for Kevin Durant and Steph Curry.
I think we need to unpack that a little bit more. This is a guy who is super famous. Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide is probably as famous or more famous than Steph Curry.
Oh, more.
You think
famous.
More?
Yeah, more.
Music,
okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, but basketball players are crazy famous.
But internet, like
yeah,
everywhere.
You're right. All right,
Japan
so Drake,
doesn't
so
know
Drake,
Steph Curry.
Okay, perfect then. Drake is more famous than Steph Curry and
sure.
Kevin Durant, and he has tattoos of them on himself?
Which he covered up last night because now he's a big Raptors
well,
fan.
Well, smart. Well, he's always been a big Raptors fan. He just likes individually, likes Curry and Durant. But what went through his head? He's like, he's so famous. He's like, I'm going to get tattoos of these guys on me. Really weird. And he probably should get a Pascal Siakam tattoo on there, too, the way he's been playing.
he'll be getting a whole bunch of them.
But I thought he was great. And he has become part of the game. He's completely won me over with the Del Curry jersey. That was perfect. Del Curry, who spent 2 or 3 nondescript seasons with the Raptors at the end of his career. Hilarious. First of all, that had to be like a custom-made job. I don't think they have any Del Currys in the NBA store.
Especially that style of jersey.
They brought out all the Raptor legends last night. Muggsy Bogues, Junkyard Dog, Damon Stoudemire, Mighty Mouse, T-Mac. They had a whole bunch of guys
up there. Was Marcus Gamby there?
I don't know if he was. I didn't see his name on there. He should have been.
He should have been. Him and Stoudemire were
there. Like Chris Bosh was there.
Yep,
I don't
saw
know
him.
About Vince. Vince should have been. Vince is the greatest player they've ever had there.
Like when Donnie Wahlberg's at a Celtics game, and he's a big, you know, Celtics fan.
Yes.
He's not out there being part of the show.
But if he wants
to be part of the show.
Go ahead and talk some trash. Go ahead and get in there a little bit. Like when Jack Nicholson's at the Lakers games, they always show him sitting there.
But he doesn't trash talk with players.
Oh, I bet he does.
They occasionally come by and say hi and stuff.
Yeah, big fan. I really loved you in The Shining.
Speaking about some of the trash talk, Draymond Green was asked about Drake.
Oh, let's hear what Draymond had to say.
Hey, Draymond. Hey. Just wanted you to talk a little bit about that post-game scuffle between you and Drake.
You got a question about basketball? It wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him and he didn't push me. We talked. We boxed a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that a scuffle. Not really what I personally would consider a scuffle.
Thank you, Draymond.
Thank you, Draymond.
That's a really good answer. I like the back and forth. I'm okay with it. Good question.
I would give anything. I mean, I would pay.
Yeah.
I would pay Jason Rossi's salary.
Oh boy! Wow.
If Wiggy gave
you that in quarters the other day.
I know. If we could get Drake to lay hands on Draymond Green,
yeah, you'd watch that. You'd watch those guys fight. Who was the one? Was it Kendrick Perkins and Drake had a thing? Remember, it was last year.
Was that when Perk was on the end of the bench?
Yeah, was that Perk and Drake? It was, right? When they got into like a little bit of a thing? I really don't mind it. I get more annoyed when he's standing behind the coach like he's coaching than if he's just a fan talking trash to a player and trying to do that.
Do you want to know the way to ultimately burn Drake?
I think I do.
Klay Thompson knows.
I can't wait to get here tomorrow. I mean, I know Aubrey's going to be on the sideline.
Well played.
Klay Thompson's actually hilarious. Like, there's a lot of things that Klay Thompson... He's got some really good sound bites throughout the year. That's another good one. He knows Aubrey's going to be there. But the Raptors with a big win, Dale. Big win.
We mentioned yesterday they were 1.5-point favorites for the game.
Yeah.
They are underdogs for the series. I still think they're going to lose the series.
I do, too.
But they didn't look out of place last night.
No, they looked great. Kawhi Leonard was not very good, and yet they still won the game by 9. They had a double-digit lead for a while. Let me ask you this philosophical question. Does Steph Curry need to be the finals MVP for his legacy?
No.
See, I disagree.
I think his legacy is pretty solid right now. I think right now most people would say he's the greatest shooter in the history of the league.
Yes. Greatest shooter.
He is an automatic first ballot Hall of Famer if his career ended tomorrow.
Right.
So what greater legacy can you have than that?
Well, I think when you start to pick these guys apart, because once you get into that top two tiers of NBA players, you have to, like, Bird versus Magic, for example. Like, okay, now you start looking at all these little extra details because you know they're great players. You know they're first ballot Hall of Famers. But when you go to rank them, I think it becomes an issue. And I know a lot of people, there's an article in The Ringer that would agree with you and say Steph is fine. You know, what is he, a 2-time MVP and, you know, 6-time All-Star, and he's won all these championships. But I think the top end guys of all time have all won finals MVPs, especially the ones that have won a championship or multiple championships. A quick run through. Since 1991, these are your finals MVPs. Jordan, Hakeem, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Shaq, Duncan, Billups, because somebody had to win it for that 04 Pistons team. Then Duncan, Wade, Tony Parker, who will be a Hall of Famer, Paul Pierce, Kobe, Dirk, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, Andre Iguodala, because Steph Curry did not have a good finals that year that they won it, so they had to give it to somebody else, then LeBron, and then Durant. So when you're talking about when their careers are over, and you're going through and you're trying to come up with the top 10 players of all time or the top 5 players of all time, if you are a unanimous league MVP, which Curry was, if you're the greatest shooter of all time, which he seems to be, you're going to be on the short list. But then if you say, all right, when the games mattered the most, he's won three titles with a chance to win a fourth title.
Right.
And was never the finals MVP. I think that kind of stands out because the best players from the last two decades, all of them have been finals MVP. All of them. Shaq, Kobe, Duncan, Jordan. Those are the guys that come to mind first. LeBron, obviously. Even Dirk and Pierce, like these guys like that have all been finals MVPs. I think it kind of sticks out, especially if you've won
like
multiple
titles.
Like
right now today, if I asked you today, who is a better NBA player, Paul Pierce or Steph Curry?
I would say Steph Curry.
So would I.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
And that's without
right
a finals MVP award, which Pierce has in his
but if
in
I
his
said,
closet.
But if I said Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant. Now there's a much...
Probably Kobe.
I think Kobe right now. And right. Again, Curry's got more years to go. But I think that would be something that would go in his favor. Think about that.
How about this? I think this is the most relatable one. Dwayne Wade or Steph Curry?
Steph Curry.
Whew. Yeah, that one's close. That's where I think a win, a finals MVP would help sway me more so that way. I think Wade, just because the last couple of years he's been kind of hanging around, you kind of forget just how good he was and how he was... the best player, because that's the other thing, was Curry, I guess technically he was the best player on these teams, but then when you look in the playoffs, he wasn't as good in the finals. Hence why Durant was technically the best player the last 2 years. And then the 1 year that he won a title, he's only won one title without Durant, and Andre Iguodala had a better finals than him. So I think that kind of stands out, whereas Dwayne Wade in 06 was the best player in the finals. He had Shaq on his team, but Shaq was a little bit older, and Wade was great. And then he was the second best player on two other title teams with LeBron.
I mean, Cedric Maxwell was the MVP on a Celtics championship team.
On one of them.
Right.
And then Bird won the other two. Yeah. So that's sort of the thing for me. Like, if Maxwell won two of them and Dennis Johnson won one of them, you would have said, geez. Like, if Larry, you know, like, Larry Bird's still a great player, but I think this being on the biggest stage, you would expect him to win that award.
I mean,
at
Andre
some point.
Iguodala won an MVP and his finals MVP.
And I think, and again, because he outplayed Curry.
But
of all things.
But nobody thought he was the best player on the team.
But in the series.
Same way
was.
Maxwell wasn't the best player on the Celtics.
But in the series, and don't you kind of weight like the NBA finals more than you might say the regular season? Like it all counts, but the finals is so important.
I don't know, 5, 6, 7 games as opposed to, you know, 82.
Yeah.
I'd probably weight the 82 more.
Well, Kyrie would tell you otherwise, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Like for example, like Michael Jordan then combined both. So there was no doubt, there was no hesitation. Jordan won 6 titles and was the finals MVP 6 times. LeBron has been the finals MVP every time he won it, right? All 3 titles he won it, he was the finals MVP. So I think that does mean more than, because a lot of people just kind of look the other way on it and say, well, you're still going to remember him as a great player, and you will. Of course you will. It just becomes down to these ultimate elite conversations that you have. That's something that eludes him to this point. And they lost, but he got off to a good start. He had 34 points last night. He was really good. So if he has a run, and even if Kevin Durant joins him late in this finals and they win, then Curry already has the leg up right now.
Does bring up a decent point. When Iguodala was named the MVP, it primarily was because of his defense against LeBron more than anything else. Steph Curry, for that MVP, for that final series, averaged 26 points and 6 assists.
But he wasn't as good, and I don't know. He had struggled. The Cavs had done a pretty good job on Curry. Like, he just, there's something about him. And even the one that they lost, Kyrie Irving, like, outplayed him. You know, when Kyrie hit the big shot, he had the 40-point games and everything else. So That is definitely a part of it, because usually the best player, you don't even have to think about it. You're like, oh, that guy? Oh, my God. Like, of course, finals MVP, and you go from there. But he was better earlier in the playoffs than he was when it came to the first title that they won. Because I remember thinking, like, wow, it's not going to be him, and it wasn't going to be Klay Thompson. You're like, maybe it's going to be Andre Iguodala, which is a weird one. And you brought up Maxwell. I think Max and Iguodala might be the only All-Stars or only finals MVPs who were not All-Stars,
right,
which also goes to show you how it's almost always dominated by whoever the best player is on the team.
All right, let's bring up another topic here. We have a new employee. Well, when is vacation? Just after Labor Day.
I would
vacation will be up just after Labor Day.
What is he, on paternity leave?
Well,
huh?
Maybe some.
Well, we don't know.
Maybe he's got some news to share with us. So Andy Hart
yes.
Has left Patriots.com.
That's right.
Patriots Football Weekly and all that stuff, and we think is going to start here someday, supposedly soon. But
we don't know when it's going to be. It's going to be a surprise, maybe. You know, maybe that's what we'll look forward to. Maybe
the
one
door
day,
will open and he will be there.
He'll just join us.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Doors open, people will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy Hart had his farewell appearance on Patriots Football Weekly, their internet show.
That's right.
And we wanted to play a couple of cuts of Andy's goodbye.
Andy's last official show.
This is Fred Kirsch.
As an employee with Kraft Sports and Entertainment. Andy, we have a lot of emails saying how much they're happy you're leaving. No, sad you're leaving, that you'll be missed.
Yeah. It'll be a mixed bag. It'll be a mixed bag. No, they're ready to move on, I think, probably from Andy. You know, they've had to put up with a lot over the years. They spent a lot of time.
Are we going
to
feel that way soon?
With Andy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be in every day with us.
No, but he'll be in from time to time.
No, he will be. But I think, you know, he and
Fred
Kirsch,
you're on your two-month paternity leave.
I'm going to be out a long time. Okay. Come back real nice tan. Actually, I don't
golf
tan.
Game is
I don't tan.
On fleek.
Yeah, could be.
You'll be killing it out there.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to check your login on the PS4.
Yeah, you'll know.
So we already have a couple of things. Just so you know, while you're gone, we're going to be monitoring.
You're going to monitor me?
Oh, yeah.
Ankle bracelet.
I did get one of those
thing?
Baby monitors. Those are high tech now.
No, I'm not going to
I got
that.
One of those.
Oh, you got like, there's the one that goes on your cell phone.
No. Oh, this one might. No, this one, it just has the two setups, right? So like the camera in one room and then, you know, you can walk around with the other little device. That's how they usually go.
I want to see Keith with a little baby monitor clipped to his belt.
I'll take a look.
The spit cloth over his shoulder.
That's going to be me all in.
That's going to be him here. He's going to come in and just throw spit up all over him.
I'll probably dress the same.
Well,
but the shirts are just going to be grosser. Yeah.
Oh, the shirts will have to be stained. At least there'll be a reason now. Oh,
wait till you see what that stuff smells like after it's sat for a day or two.
Not looking forward to that.
Oh, it's bad.
But one of the crazy things about those monitors is you can talk into it, and then it sounds like you're God. I'm like, I don't think this would be a good idea.
That's scary for the poor little child.
Out. Like, if she's not crying, she's going to start crying. Like, do you need anything in there? Are you good? She's just freaking out.
Stop crying.
And then she'll be
Gamora,
like,
this is your father.
She won't know what to do because she won't see a person in there. She'll just hear the voice. That sounds like a traumatizing thing.
A bad plan.
So I'm not going to use that, I don't think.
All right, so back to Andy Hart and his farewell appearance. Let's hear some more of what Andy had to say.
And I'm very excited to be back, and I'm very excited to move on and see what happens and... Not excited to move on. I don't know.
Well, you should be excited to
move on. I'm excited for
a
new challenge and adventure.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, Fred's more excited than Andy is. He goes, I'm excited. Well, no, I'm not. That's not a good sign, Dale.
Yeah. Get
this guy.
I think he was trying to soften the blow, but.
No, those guys are good. They seem fine. They can move on.
Maybe they already have their next guy lined up. We can't get one guy.
I don't think we're going to hear Fred Kirsch do the Rich Keefe farewell to Michael Holly at the end.
You don't think
it
could? Well, maybe there could be a real twist coming up.
I don't know.
Does he get a little upset? He could.
Hopefully being a part of a station-wide explosion and turnaround.
Well, I think it needs that. It needs an infusion of excitement, knowledge.
That's a shot at us.
Yeah. Energy.
It does.
I think they need energy.
They need Andy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Now it just it's
so that was
really,
a good plan. Good job, Jason. Let's play the cut where they kill us.
It's really turned on us.
Hey, listen, sometimes, inject a little energy.
Oh, that's true. And that's what Andy's going to do.
That's what they call him.
Energy.
Jumbo Andy. Energy.
Is that right?
I'm not sure it's a positive.
Who's that shot for?
EEI.
Well, I am now EEI.
That's right. Yeah.
The Hall.
Look at him.
The Hall's here.
I like that.
What?
He's defending his new employer.
I have to.
Yeah
but he has
part of that group.
That's a good
start.
That's why they brought him in.
No, I know.
Because he needs to.
But he's still defending them.
He needs to lift them. That's a sagging.
I'm like Atlas.
That's a sinking ship. He's got a. That's original.
On your shoulders.
You got a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
Side note about that. I wanted to buy a Club Med shirt.
What? And then he gets. How is that relevant to the topic at
hand
here?
That was his pivot. That was his pivot.
How is that relevant?
How about Paul Perilla taking a shot?
Just trying to bury us.
I think it came down to those two for the job. That's what it sounds
like. Might have been. Paul's been there, I think, predates Belichick, predates Kraft, probably. Paul's been there forever.
When your nickname is sunshine.com, I think that pretty much tells you
he's been there a long
what
time.
It is he brings.
I feel like he's got his roots in there.
Brings to the table.
He's probably not going anywhere. He's dug in. Now they're going to have to find another Andy Hart, which is going to be difficult to find. I don't know.
Well,
Andy Hart's don't grow on trees.
It's going to be difficult for us to find Andy Hart.
Well, I think he's going to start at some point, Dale. And it's an undefined role. Is that what it sounds like? That could be trouble.
No, I think, I guess it is undefined. But he's going to be doing some writing. He's going to be expanding outside of Patriots.
Is he going to do videos like Wiggy does? Like little Twitter videos?
Ooh. That'll probably be a good gimmick.
Probably get him to do those.
And then he's going to be making some appearances. Big rumors that he'll be on this show time and time again.
Okay. He has worked with us in the past, so maybe we could continue.
And we know you guys don't like him.
Nope. Can't stand him.
I wouldn't know. I don't remember him.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We need to refresh our memory a little bit.
Like, we brought him in here the day that we announced the big, you know, Andy Hart's coming on board. Hey, everybody, here
he
is.
Oh, that was great. It was a great day.
I don't remember. It was so long ago because then he went on vacation.
He went on vacation.
To Club Med, apparently.
And chirping me on Twitter while he's on vacation. So
chirping your very nice beer fridge.
Yeah, which doesn't look the same anymore because that was like a week ago. That has really been dented. Yeah, it's been dented
might
pretty
need
good.
Another stop.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to whenever it is that Andy Hart decides to join us. That'll be will be a lot of fun.
It's been a blast.
Listen,
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
Did you cut that part out? Is that what Fred
love
did? Does that
coming
sound
to
like?
Work every day? Like that is
wow.
That's a great thing.
And, Paul Perillo, and we've become friends. Andy Hart.
Again, I would not have imagined that being the case. So
now, okay.
It's good that you show a little emotion.
The big difference there was Andy Hart wasn't crying and crying and crying like somebody else was in that scenario. And then the other people had to respond to it.
It is a good point. The man was just
sitting
there.
It's a little bit different.
Just cutting his heart right open right in front of you.
Yeah.
Bleeding out right here on the table.
I saw actual blood.
Like Zdeno Chara.
It was. Just a couple of stitches later, he's fine. He's good to go.
Someday we gotta bring that back, just because it was such an odd situation.
Bring what back? Just I feel like we play that cut all the time.
To give people context, like that's all that's in the system is just you. There's no Dale in there.
Be. You're like, well, no, because Dale acted like an adult. So of course there was no Dale
in
there.
It worked out better. Oh, yeah. They're going to play, you know, normal, everyday conversation.
Have you guys ever heard of a bad day? Maybe I was dealing with stuff at home. And
allergies?
Still brings up, yes. Oh, I was sick as a dog that day.
Going to miss you, but like sick Dale said, you're not going to be far.
He's not going to be far.
I think you worked with him more now than you did then.
Huh?
I think you work with him more now than you did then.
It might be. It might be more consistent. Yeah, that's true.
So if you ever leave the TV gig, are you just going to fall apart?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to show up at his house. Like, Michael.
Hello?
Michael, I miss you so much.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get back to your calls after we trend.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
I don't know how you can top that one. So, you had an incident happen in Houston a couple of nights ago. The Houston Astros were playing the Chicago Cubs. Albert Almora Jr. hit a screaming foul ball off the third base side that drilled a little four-year-old girl. Now, we've seen still photos. The little girl, as she was being taken out of the stadium by, I assume, medical personnel, EMTs, was crying. She was awake. She was alert, was crying. But Albert Almora Jr. was wrecked.
Oh, it crushed him. I mean, holy smokes. I mean, you... Hard to put yourself in that situation, but you can kind of imagine like, how terrible you'd feel. Like it's not your fault.
If you did something to hurt a four-year-old,
right. But I mean, you didn't do it on purpose, like,
right?
It's not like one of those. But still, you know, it's one of those things that you know we've all been to games and you see balls screaming into the crowd a bunch. Like again, similar to when I was talking about guys in front of the net getting hit with slap shots, you almost wonder how it doesn't happen more. Like think about how many foul balls happen in the course of a game. It's some of these ones that are just getting rocketed in. The balls are juiced. They're getting hummed into the crowd. And even if you are paying attention, or even if you are an adult, like
you don't have
a
time
chance
to get out of the way of some of these
let
things.
Alone if you're a four-year-old.
So last summer, a woman by the name of Linda Goldblum was at a Dodgers game. She was celebrating both her 79th birthday and her 59th wedding anniversary when she got drilled by a line drive foul ball and died the next day.
Jesus. Yeah.
So what you're getting now are more and more players. I saw where TMZ stopped Eck outside his hotel. I think he's in New York doing the game for Nesson.
Yeah.
And they asked Eck, what should they do? And he said, run nets right out to the foul pole.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but I think that's what they really have to look at doing.
Yeah, because you think about the people paying for the seats and you know what does that look like now? And are you staring through a net and how many of the seats is it an obstructed type of view? And I also wonder, would you ever go to the point where certain seats you have to be a certain age to sit in? Or, I don't know if you can do it that way. Because like you said, it's not just a 10 and over. Because
yeah, then this was a 79-year-old woman who got drilled last summer.
Maybe there's like a cap on it. Like I don't know. But it's definitely a situation. And we've seen it, you know, every year or so, there's one that you remember.
And sometimes, remember somebody got hit with a bat once, like a bat got thrown into the crown. Right, it was at Fenway.
A bat broke.
Yeah.
When they made arenas put in the netting at NHL facilities, there were some fans who screamed to high heaven.
Yeah.
Now I don't even think you see them.
No, that's true.
It becomes, you know, part of what your watching experience is. You don't even see the nets anymore.
But as part of that, you're already used to looking through the glass. Like, I feel like hockey's a little bit different, like where the players are, and then this is where the crowd is. And so if we have to put up a little bit more protection slash obstruction, maybe you're a little bit more used to that. Baseball, because this was a big topic a couple of years ago when that happened at Fenway, or whenever year it was. And it was because they have added netting. Everybody in the league, every team in the league has added more netting for safety.
Houston only took it to the end of the dugout.
Right.
And this, I think that this little girl was sitting just past the dugout on the third base side, obviously with her dad and I assume her mom. There was nothing anybody could do.
No, it really wasn't. I mean, the ball goes in there so quick. And again, even if you're paying attention, even if you're staring at every single pitch, like there's a chance this could happen. And you see what Almora, the player who hit it, you saw what he was going through. Those guys would all be in favor for sure of more netting. But then
he and Chris Bryant, his teammate, they both said, run the net down to the foul pole.
But it also doesn't affect them in any kind of negative way, right? There are the fans that would say, well, I'm paying money. I don't want this net in my way. Like that's the argument.
I honestly think that you forget about it. I mean, they extended the netting in all the ballparks, including Fenway Park. And I'm sure initially, when you first went back to Fenway, it was like, oh, my God, I can't. And now you don't even think about it. You don't even see it.
Yeah, maybe you end up getting used to it. But I feel like that would be the only argument against it. Because if it's for safety, and you're talking about if there's a death at the ballpark, for God's sakes.
Well,
or
if that,
there's a
God
kid,
forbid, that little four-year-old girl.
Who knows what's gonna happen to her? I don't know.
It appears, although I got to be honest, I say that. Because she was, you know, alert and crying when they took her out of the stadium. I haven't read a word about her since.
No. And there was a statement by the team that said they're not able to disclose any further details. So they may know, but they certainly haven't said anything. And they said thoughts and prayers to the entire family. So, yeah, you can read into that whatever you want.
Texter says, Dale, you know, how often do you actually sit in those seats? I notice the nets all the time at hockey and I hate them. I look through it every single game.
Yeah.
My studio... the studio set that we have at the Garden is at one end of the arena, and it's below the net level. We're not looking over the net.
Mm-hmm.
And probably initially, I thought, oh, that's distracting. And now, literally, I don't see them anymore. And the idea that, oh, I hate looking through the net. Okay, so we'll let some other little kid get drilled. And Ken Rosenthal and others have been writing about it today. Rosenthal said, does some little kid have to die at a game before Major League Baseball says, you know, we just can't do this?
Yeah, do you think they would be more likely to, all right, if you're in the third base, kind of like those like box seats or whatever, or first base side even, would there have to be like a restriction on it? Like, hey, don't bring your toddler to this. Like, sorry, you gotta sit in the bleachers, you gotta sit behind home plate, you gotta sit wherever. I don't know if they can enforce that, I don't know if they can do that, but that would be the only other thing I could think of. Like, hey, these are, you know, 12 and older. Like, basically, like, if you're small enough where you have to sit in the back seat of your car, you can't sit in these seats just because of the risk at hand. Like, that might be something they consider.
For years and years, well, as long as anybody can remember, there's been a net behind home plate at Fenway Park. Anybody who sat behind home plate at Fenway has been looking through a net their entire lives.
Well, yeah,
they've just now extended the nets down the baselines.
Yeah, but that one, I mean, you're going
to... Right, you have to
have one there.
And I think that what they're saying now is the same way, you have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this little girl was sitting past the third base dugout. The nets end at the dugout in Houston.
Right.
She was sitting past the dugout and got drilled. And I'm going to, by the way, I saw Chad Finn tweeted about this. He was saying he was at a ball game with his daughter one time, a number of years ago, his young daughter.
Uh-huh.
And a foul ball went screaming towards them, and he said it was hit so hard and so fast, he said you literally couldn't move.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you're seeing it in slow motion, but you don't have time to do anything. So even if you're willing to throw your body in front of your kid, and any of us would,
right,
to save our kid, you're like paralyzed.
Oh, I still remember vividly, I was younger, but I was probably like in high school, third base side. And at this point in the game, like the seats were full, but people had gotten up to, you know, go to the concession or whatever. And there was a younger kid sitting by himself
almost like asleep. Like, I don't think he was super into the game.
Right.
And the seat next to him got drilled with a foul ball, like a liner into the seats, smacked that seat, I think woke him up, and then he like got the souvenir. But if it was a foot to the left, the kid had no idea. Like, it would have been a crime scene. And so that was one where I was always like, oh man, like, I can't believe there aren't more injuries or people having to leave the ballpark because of some of these screamers that go into the crowd.
I was actually surprised Joe Maddon left Almora in the game. He was in bad shape.
Yeah.
They showed him, he went, you know, down the third baseline, and he's being consoled by a security guard. I mean, she's literally holding him. He's got his head on her shoulder, and he's shaking.
Yeah, good manager.
He's sobbing.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what exactly, Joe, would have to have happened before you thought it was time to take him out of the game?
And you see post-game, too. He said, God willing, I'll be able to have a relationship with this little girl for the rest of my life. Prayers right now, and that's all I can really control. But he was really, really broken up about it.
It seems simple to me. And and by the way, I understand completely. It's not going to protect everybody in the ballpark. You know, balls will go over the net, and, you know, maybe it'll plunk somebody on the top of the head.
And there's the warning, too, like when you go around the park, like, hey, you got to be aware of what could happen.
But the fact of the matter is, there are people getting hit right now. The woman who died last year in Los Angeles, the 4-year-old who got drilled in Houston the other day, who could have been saved of these injuries with just an extension of the netting. Paul's up in Maine. Oh, excuse me. John's on the cell. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? Just this topic you're speaking to. A couple years ago, my girlfriend took her kids to the game. Not good seats beyond the dugout. There were two kids and a friend, so three kids. Line shot came at them. Maternally, she extended her arm to, within a split second, probably to protect the kids. Hit her flush in the forearm. I'm watching the game, kind of reading, and I hear the announcer go, there's a line shot into the crowd. Ooh, it looks like it hit somebody on the third base side. And I go, nah, it could never happen. And, of course, it was. 10 minutes later, I get a call from the Red Sox, please go to the hospital. And she's got a level of, I don't want to go to any more Red Sox games. Now, the net has since been put up, and I try to tell her, you know, as a freak accident, it probably lightning doesn't strike twice, but it is really something you think about. And I'm totally in agreement to the foul pole. And technology netting today is beyond what we have today in Fenway Park. And I don't know about other major league ballparks.
Yeah, they've got netting available now that's almost invisible.
Yeah,
I mean, it's practically invisible. I don't even understand what the argument is against it. I mean, and the ball players are all saying, please put the nets down the foul. They don't want to hit anybody.
Well, it's not the players at all.
Right, but I'm saying, what would be the argument?
You don't see as well as you would normally. I think that's the argument.
So,
what else is there?
And that's probably what their argument is.
Yeah.
He's going to say, look, I don't see it as well. And when I would say, so you'll take the chance that the 4-year-old over there is going to get drilled so that you can see better.
Well, I guess they would also say, this wouldn't be my argument, they would also say, well, if you are there with a 4-year-old, it is your responsibility to make sure the 4-year-old doesn't get hit.
If you can.
I'm just saying that's what the argument would be.
Paul's up in Maine. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Hey, I think I may have a small suggestion for the balls anyway. Maybe baseball could consider putting on the back of each chair an optional small net for any children or anybody that is just scared of getting hit with the ball, something you could raise, put up if you don't want. Parents
can
keep it up. And
I love it. Maybe a shield even, like a Captain America shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Oh, that'd be great. Maybe Disney could pay for it.
I love it. I love it. Everybody gets a shield and a helmet. It's optional.
Either get a shield, a helmet, or Doug Flutie sits beside you with his glove on.
He's got his little glove on, and he can make a play for you.
So, you know, at least
you're
protected.
That'd be a more expensive option. But
the Flutie option probably costs you a little more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I like
There's
both
only
a lot.
So many people he can protect at a time.
Dozen? He's got good range still, I would imagine. Yeah.
Probably still gets around fairly well. What else you got's coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. All right, let me just say this right off the bat. I'm embarrassed to report this to you.
Yeah, what's the deal?
2019 media game at Yankee Stadium today.
Ooh.
New York Media 10.
That's where Wiggy is.
Boston Media 4.
Come on, Boston.
Bradfo was the our representative in the media game.
Who picked him?
I don't know.
How was he selected to be the guy?
He picked himself.
After playing Wiggy in basketball, he thought he would go and play some baseball. That's going to be interesting. Like, if you're just playing pickup basketball, it's one thing. Like, everybody kind of knock the dust off and you just go and play. But if you haven't played baseball in a while and now you go in there...
Is it baseball? Baseball? Like softball?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's baseball.
Are they throwing from the mound?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so it's real baseball.
I mean, hopefully you have a couple of guys that are used to doing it. Because if I was just told right now, hey, you got to go pitch, I'd be like, what?
I played in a very loosely, local, like, celebrity softball game a while ago.
Let me stop you right there. You played in a celebrity softball game?
It was Milan Lucic used to host it.
And they were like, we need Jason Rossi?
They want a representative from radio stations.
And
there was
you were
four
the
people
guy?
That worked at my radio station, so I was the standout.
How'd that go? Did you pull a hammy?
No, I caught a couple pop-ups playing third base next to John Buchagras at short. It was
a hell of a time.
You
played the hot corner next to Bucci?
I sure did.
How about that?
The best place to play if you're not so fast, because it comes right down at you. Either you make the catch or you don't.
Maybe we should have put a net up in front of you.
I needed it.
He made plays, though. Guys, make a play. Put the L screen right in front of you. Just run around it and pick it up and throw it.
What else you got?
All right, well, grapes. Our buddy Grapes.
He's having a hell of a postseason.
Sometimes he likes to tell stories.
Who doesn't?
And the other night on Hockey Night in Canada, when Grapes was on with Ron McLean, they were showing old Bruins team photos, and that got Grapes waxing nostalgic.
And Blue and you, here's a great shot of you with
now, this
a crocodile.
Is a team, this is a team. It's a great team. That's Blue and I. Now, tell you the story. We were having a team picture in there. Look, she's looking at it. She loves Cash. Isn't she a Wayne Cashman? She loves Wayne Cashman. That was in the paper the next day. It had Bruins going to the dogs. I mean, look at all the players laughing. It was great. But honest to God, this is a true story. She come out, walked all the way around the gardens by herself, and come out to visiting teams and got on the ice and got the team picture. Oh, I love that dog.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Blue's not with us anymore, by the way.
Sad. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, you see a like, that's a very visual thing. Watching this while recording it, all they did was show a team picture. The dog was shown for 1 second. He just went all off.
Abe
all
got
the
Grapes off on a tangent.
But he had an alligator at one point?
Yeah, he was holding an alligator.
Holding an alligator? That seems like a little reckless, doesn't it?
What else you got?
All right, well, Dale, you know how Lil Nas X performed before the Bruins Game 1 Cup?
It was nice.
Final game?
Got rave reviews here.
Well, good news. St. Louis is
going
to have a performance.
Drake?
It's not, you know, he's busy.
Yeah,
he's
true.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Game 2's on Sunday. He couldn't make it there. So it's not Drake, but this is who the Blues are going to have perform. And she says, I wish that I could. Now, this is Lil Nas X.
I've heard it. I know it. I mean,
yeah. I have not.
I did not know Echo Smith was the artist. That's who we're dealing with
this
here.
This is Echo Smith. So, are they from St. Louis? Is that how they chose
Incorrect.
No.
Well, Lil Nas X isn't from, you know, Eastie either.
No, but he does have the number one song in the world
right now.
Yeah.
This song was popular in 2015.
2015.
Which is much more frequent, much more current than Gloria by Laura Branigan.
Or maybe they do a great cover of Gloria. Maybe that's why they're there. Maybe they do the best Gloria cover in the business. That could be it, too.
That could be. But yeah, so she will... It's actually a little family group. It's one of those kind of weird ones.
Echo Smith?
It's like Echo the Partridge Smith. Family,
like the, no, like the White Stripes. No, they're brother-sister. No, they're married. No, they're brother-sister.
That's one of those.
Who knows? Actually, we don't know.
Who's the judge?
Could be anything. Cersei and Jamie Lannister.
It's not.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah, what do you mean? They're good characters.
I understand, but you're going in a really dark place.
Creepy.
With that.
No, I'm not.
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. Big O's in the house. Hey, Glenn.
Oh, God, I missed the crossovers.
Glenn, you're loving this.
Good news for you, Glenn. They're back, baby.
Yep. They're so good.
On Fridays.
They were such a big part of our success.
There's a lot of buzz there. Yes.
Sometimes
one show says goodbye, one show says hello.
Thank you.
Like the color.
Sometimes the traffic control was a bit of an issue out in the hallways. But
Dale, Glenn, and Lucy are all wearing pink today. We should probably get like a class photo with the three of them at some point.
But yeah.
It's a nice photo.
You have a problem with that?
I do not have a problem. I'm pointing it out, Glenn. I'm painting a picture. We're on radio here. I'm painting a picture.
Hockey Insider Christian Fourier have another scoop today?
By the way, he called St. Louis radio station today with a prank call.
Oh, of course.
God. But he didn't do Chuck from Boston.
Who did he do?
Medical sales guy?
He did.
He sells medical
Darnold.
Sales.
The hockey guy from Boston.
Darnold?
Darnold.
Oh, I got it. I finally do. I got it. I understand.
No, he might have meant the Jets quarterback,
too. He's a good player.
Did that. So you guys can only imagine what this call was like.
Did he call our friends at 590? We've been playing some of their stuff.
He called the poet.
Okay.
I think he did some poetry.
Nice. That guy's good. You guys should use him. He's real strong. I like him.
Dick Flavin's not available.
He's also got saucy mitts.
Well, there you go.
Rasky couldn't get a waffle board on his.
So what do you guys got coming up today?
Well, we're going to talk hockey, but we're going to start the program because my good buddy and your good buddy, Tom Caron, was in here last night, filled in after the rain delay. And he did what I've heard from a few of my hockey friends, who apparently are snobs. And now suddenly that the Bruins are in the playoffs, they suddenly think that anybody that was not spending time during that Islander game third week in December. You remember that game?
Of course, it was a Thursday night game. Yes, I do.
If you weren't paying attention then, you should not be paying attention now.
Getting angry.
I don't know. I'm going to...
This is like World Cup soccer fans.
A little rant to the hockey snobs.
Oh, okay. Dale?
I have not...
Attention. No, he hasn't given me a hard time.
Okay.
Dale and I actually talk hockey during the course of the season. I watch hockey.
Oh, I understand.
But the fact is, you can't talk about it nonstop. Now, why would you not talk about it?
It's the biggest story.
It is the story.
Well, that and Drake.
Drake's
a big story. Imagine I hope you guys get to Drake.
Imagine that. The NBA has got a team going for a three-peat, and all they're talking about is some rapper who's sitting in the front row.
And got a team representing a country in the NBA Finals for the first time in history.
Correct.
Let's talk about Drake.
Hey, Adam Silver, the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind.
I can't control him.
No. Didn't we read yesterday that he had him under control?
Well, I don't think he was giving any massages yesterday.
No, he's taking lint off of players'
bodies. He's helping out Curry's on TV. He's helping him out.
I want him to touch Draymond Green, and I want Draymond Green to drill him.
That'd
be
trash.
The best. You're trash. All right, OMF is coming up next. You guys enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you
for stopping by.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!